Anger. I has it. Lots of it. You don't get a bourbon cast this week. You get an anger cast. We observe September 11th every year by mourning the 3,000 innocent victims that were murdered by these Muslim savages. We read or post stories about that day. We observe moments of silence for the victims. And we reflect on the bravery and sacrifice of everyday Americans, first responders, cops, firefighters, soldiers, who on that day and since that day have put their lives on the line for us. We honor the work of our intelligence services, who are doing everything they can to prevent another 9/11. But 9/11 isn't just observed in America anymore. It's very popular in the Middle East. And how do these fucking primitives observe 9/11? By creating fresh murder victims for us to mourn. These dirty Muslim motherfuckers attack our consulate in Benghazi, Libya, murder our ambassador and three of his security team. And in Cairo, Egypt, they storm our embassy compound, rip down our American flag, burn it, and then run up some rag up our flagpole, worshiping their murder god. But that's not what has me uncommonly pissed off. Because face it, Muslims wanting to murder Americans is depressingly common. So on any given day, I usually have a nice low-pressure anger system directed at the Muslim world. But this week, it slammed into a high-pressure ridge of cowardice and incompetence called Barack Obama. And together, they're spinning me around into hurricane fuck you. From the beginning of his term, this dick has been going around the Muslim world, bowing to all their dictators, sucking ass. For what? So they'll like us? Great idea, Barry. Islam's been at war with the West for centuries. But you're such a swell guy, I'm sure you can turn all that around in just 3 short years, right? Well, that's definitely what he thought when he went to Cairo during the Arab Spring and gave a speech which is, of course, mostly about him and how the Arab world is all now rainbows and lollipops.
Those shouts of human dignity are being heard across the region. And through the moral force of nonviolence, the people of the region have achieved more change in 6 months than terrorists have accomplished in decades. A new generation has emerged, and their voices tell us that change cannot be denied. In Benghazi, we heard the engineer who said, "Our words are free now. It's a feeling you can't explain." In Damascus, we heard the young man who said, "After the first yelling, the first shout, you feel dignity."
I can't tell you how relieved I am to hear that, Barry. Thank you for your efforts. Now, I don't want you to take this the wrong way, Barry, but would you mind if I just went ahead and verified for myself what these voices of dignity are actually saying?
Americans want to say something bad about Prophet Muhammad. Don't make our people angry, because they will kill.
As Libyan security forces clashed with the gunmen, the US ambassador was being transported to a safer location when rockets were fired at his car. He and three other embassy staff were killed. The incident follows a similar protest in neighboring Egypt, where demonstrators scaled the walls of the US embassy, tore down the American flag and set it on fire.
Don't make our people angry, because they will kill.
Yeah, that's right, Barry. Don't make them angry, because they will kill. It's not their fault that they're a bunch of murdering cocksuckers. It's our fault for making them angry. Well, guess what, retard? They're always angry. What a real man would have done is loaded every B-52 at Barksdale Air Force Base to the tits with high explosives, flown over there, and got us some fucking payback. But instead, you had your feds arrest at some ignorant sap that made a video no one has ever seen. You think these Muslims have seen this video? Shit, they're all walking around in fucking nightshirts, barefoot in the dirt. You think they have access to the internet? But you'll pretend right along with them that that's the problem, that we're making them angry. Because the tough thing to do would be to hold these fucking primates responsible for their actions. You think I wasn't pissed off having to sit through Le Divorce? Fucking Kate Hudson. I swear I could take video of her grunting out a three-flusher, and it would make $50 million the first weekend. But if I went on a murder spree about it, do you think I could use the shitty movie defense? No, I don't think so. So why do we accept that from our enemies? Listen up, fake internet friends. We can't do anything about these murdering bastards. They're not going to change. What we can do is get rid of the cocksucker-in-chief that tells us we're the problem. I don't care if you don't like Mitt Romney. Suck it up. Get out there and vote or fuck off. That's it. I'm done. I got that egg, Gert!